Okay, so 5 loaves and 2 fish. Not 2 loaves and 1 fish, like I told the kids. But does it really matter? How much easier is it to feed people with 5 loaves and 2 fish than 2 loaves and 1 fish when there are that many? It's abundance that people had of food that was left over. So what is this story trying to tell us? No one was excluded from this table. There was an abundance of food left over, and the disciples thought that they couldn't feed that many people. It's easy for us in our lives to look at the things that hold us back from being able to do wonderful things because we think we don't have the means. It's easy for us because we live in a tangible world, and that's how we're helped to see things. We judge things on tangible, how much money do we have? Where are we going in our lives? What kind of resources do we have? So this is a whole new way of looking at things. Let's open our hearts and minds to this way of thinking, and let's connect with God for a minute before we do it. God, we thank you for bringing us here together to help us think about the abundance that we are given and how we can use that abundance to feed people. Feeding them with words, feeding them with love, feeding them with food. You give us abundance in our lives, and we can turn around and give that abundance too. We are grateful, God. Help us to think of these things in new ways and to open ourselves up to understanding our abilities and the ease in which things come to us when you're in charge and when you help us. So thank you, God. In your name we pray. Amen. So this is such a great story. It is ushered in with the disciples coming back from a mission where Jesus tells them not to even bring an extra cloak, to stop and stay with someone, not to bring extra bread, that they will be cared for. And they come back to tell Jesus all the stories, and they're overwhelmed with more people who are pressing in, who want to understand God's love from Jesus's point of view. And they just can't get away from all these people. They can't even get bread to eat because they can't have 5 minutes alone with Jesus to tell him all the good news about how their mission trip went. I can tell you from experience, going on a couple of mission trips to Russia and others, that you ride a different wave of life when you're on a mission trip. That abundance comes to you in ways that you would never dream of, that people are praying for you, and that situation is a completely different way of life than our everyday life of working jobs and just being in the world. When we were in Russia, we lived in a church that wasn't complete yet. There was sawdust everywhere. There were tools all over the place. We cleaned the place up and lived there for about a week and a half. We had 2 church services. We built benches. We had a party for all the neighbors and the dignitaries. We spent time with all of the locals and helped them with projects, and found time to have Bible studies and vacation Bible school for the kids. We don't even know how we accomplished what we accomplished during that time, but did it all with the idea and the feeling of faith that we were supposed to be there and it was all going to work out. We even had one of the gentlemen in our group built a cross and put it on the front of the church. And it was, we made a big poster. It was the Church of the Light. And so we made a candle and a flame, and we put it out on the front of the church, and we left knowing that this church didn't even have a pastor after we left, but that it was still going to be a place of community. We felt all the time like we had a table of abundance. We never wanted for anything. We slept well. We got along with everyone. There were moments of tense observation because the locals were a little skeptical of us in the beginning. But there's something different about living that life of faith. The disciples had just come back from their mission trip, and they questioned Jesus about how they could possibly feed 5,000 people. You know that when they were on their mission trip before, telling people the good news, that they were fed and clothed and cared for, and yet they couldn't figure out how they could possibly feed 5,000 people. It's an interesting way of looking at things when you realize that there's a difference between secular ways of thinking and God ways of thinking. With God, all things are possible, the Bible says. We had a meeting last week where we decided that we wanted to stay together, that it was possible, that this body of people is important, that what we do here is an important mission in the world, in our community. Even if we're a small group, and we're a very small group today, there is still something about coming together, knowing that we all love and care for each other and accept each other for how we think, how we believe, that we critically think together. This is a place that doesn't force people to believe one way or the other, and that is something that is so needed in this time of division. I have faith that we have the 5 loaves and 2 fishes from God that are going to help us to feed the world abundantly, feed the 5,000, feed the people who come in here, who want connection, who want a voice, who want to know that they are loved unconditionally, that they are accepted for who they are, and that they are beloved, and that we honor that. It's what we do at camp. The campers say to me, if church was like that, I'd come. And I keep telling them, it is. It is like that. Come. Come and be here. Be part of this conversation that we have together. Because all things are possible when we follow Jesus. I'm not saying that all things have to be done, that just because we have faith that suddenly next week the pews are going to fill up. Doesn't work that way. But I believe that as we love people when they enter this building, and as we show our face as that community that accepts people, that community that's willing to have a conversation, that people will come. People do come. People like it. We will grow. I believe we will. I think with Jesus at the helm, knowing what Jesus knows, that the 5,000 can be fed with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, with faith, we can make this place exactly what God intends it to be, which is a house for us to worship in, to connect with God in our own way, to honor who God is in our lives, and to move out of this place and spread that same message everywhere. This is an amazing thing that we have here. I don't even think that we realize how wonderful it is to have this group of people. If you ask Steve Deakins, he'll tell you, because he's been a lot of places and he loves it here. People will come. People will come because the loaves and the fishes are here, because the love is here, because it's beautiful here. Beautiful in who we are. We don't need a building to tell people that. But we do need a gathering space. We need a gathering space that we honor as being sacred. Lots of churches have tried to be outdoor churches, itinerant churches, and it doesn't work. Look at history. You always need a building. You need to be out of the weather. You need it for all sorts of reasons. So we have our loaves and fishes here. We have so much that we can use for the glory of God. This place is amazing. You are all amazing. We are all amazing together. So let's be happy in our abundance at the table that we welcome everyone to here. Let's feel that sense of abundance. Let's be happy and have a renewed sense of caring about where we are and who we are. It's easy to take your family for granted and say, oh, they're just a family. But when you realize how special they are, you don't want to lose that. We have an amazing family here. Let's understand our abundance and go forward with that knowledge that we have something amazing here. Today, next week, week that, we gather in this place of abundance and beauty. Let's pray for camp next week, where we'll have an abundance of kids and love and excitement. And we'll get that shot of happiness and lots of singing and lots of kids here on the 5th of August. Don't miss it. Come and be part of it. Let's show them who we are. Show them how much we love them. They don't need to ever come back except for Camp Sundays, except to know that they're loved. Isn't that worth it? To show our abundance. We are all welcome at the table of abundance. Amen.